Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me save? Let me save. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're dreaming of another chip, make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. How confident are you that the Eagles will win Sunday? Pretty confident or very confident? Pretty confident, down to 58.5%. Good job, Ike. It was at 63 for a while. Let's get into the weekend picks.
All right, I have been accused of being way too locked in on the picks, only because I'm in first place and running away with this thing.
What happened last week?
I went 2-2.
Yep.
You went 2-2, Spike, and Ikey went 1-3. Bringing the overall records. Me, this is regular season.
Okay.
Now, we're going to count all of it, but regular season, I was 38-33-1. Ike, 33-39. He played the game. Spike, 34-38.
Okay.
So, and you also went 2-2 for like a record amount of time there.
Yes. I'm at 2-2s, man.
In the middle of the season. So, are we picking every game or just the games we like?
I picked three games in the Eagles.
Yeah, that's the same way.
Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Now, next week we'll do every game.
100%. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure for this week. So, who wants to lead it off?
I'll go.
Okay.
I like the Rams -10.5 at the Panthers. I think they're going to obliterate them. I think they are. I think this is a pissed off team. I think they certainly remember that the Panthers beat them 5 weeks ago. And like the Panthers are not good. You know, there were nine teams with a better point differential than the Panthers that did not make the playoffs.
You don't think they're the
which is crazy.
The Seahawks of what 20?
No, they did win one playoff game, right?
No, I know.
That was the beast mode.
Yeah, that was beast mode.
Maybe this is a
no.
Yeah.
Rams -10.5. I'm laying it. I don't care. Give me the Chargers +3.5 at the Patriots. That line is telling me something. If you had asked me what that line should be, I'd have said 5, 5.5. Mm-hmm. Patriots had the easiest schedule in the NFL. I would love the Chargers to win this game. Some are calling it the Fritzy Bowl.
It is the Fritzy Bowl.
It is the Fritzy Bowl.
Yeah.
Drake maybe.
Yeah.
Drake
maybe.
Yep. Versus Herbie. Come on. I need Justin.
You do need a Justin.
You might need
if he doesn't win one this year.
Yeah,
not a Super Bowl, just a playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you might have to give it up.
Nope, yeah. We're on to the 2030s, just like the Phils.
I've switched on this one. I like the Bears +1 against the Packers. The Packers defense has been so bad since Micah Parsons went down. So bad, like one of the worst defenses in the league, and I just like. They have a good offense. They absolutely have a good offense. But I think at Chicago, I think the Bears put up enough to win that game at home against the Packers. Now the Eagles,
1917. A good year.
Yes. Like this year has been, I would be crazy to think that this game will be anything different than what this year is. It's a game where I think they stink the whole game and they end up winning it somehow. So I do think the Niners will be up 10-6 at the half, but I think the Eagles win this 19-17. There you go.
All right. I like this. Want me to go Fritzy or you?
No, you got it.
All right. So I'm opposite of everything that Spike has. I got the Panthers +10.5. I got the Packers -1.5. Patriots minus 3.5. Give me the birds outright. 26-13.
Wow.
26-13. Defensive game. Might even get a defensive touchdown in this game.
I missed the one before the Eagles. Who'd you have?
Sorry. Patriots minus 3.5.
Wow. So, look, this week is going to determine who beats who.
That's why. Yes. I'm trying to make sure I don't finish in last place here.
Ike is one game behind me, which he cannot finish behind me.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or Fritz.
Yeah. Fritz might be out of reach.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know if there's enough games to catch.
I don't think there is.
Yeah.
So I'm taking the Bears plus 1.5. I think the Packers stink. I'm not buying a lot of the Packers buzz this week. Not doing it. Give me the Bears at home, even though I know it's Packers line.
Football people know.
I understand that. 33-39 on the year. Jags. I'm taking the Jags plus 1.5 against the Bills. I might even take them outright. I think the Jags win this game on Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, and another year of Josh Allen really not that good. What does he want?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Texans minus 3 against the Steelers. The Steelers are horrible, and I think the Texans are
frauds.
They are frauds.
Not that defense.
The defense is good, but the team is fraudulent.
They won't score 10 points. Rodgers will not score 10 points against that Texans defense. That's my prediction. And then I'm taking the Eagles 24-13.
Wow, you're both picking them to cover. How about it?
Yeah.
Lines up to six.
Well, FanDuel went back down to 5.5.
Okay.
So it seems like it's going to hover right around there.
Are we doing it 5.5 right now?
Yes, because that's what it is at the time. And also the Bears game.
I guess it doesn't matter.
The Bears game settled at 1.5.
Okay. So I get 1.5 there.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So before we get back to the phones, Ike, let me ask you this question.
Yes.
So there's a trade in the NBA, big trade in the NBA a couple of days ago, where the Hawks trade Trae Young to the Washington Wizards, basically just dumped him. Mm-hmm. Basically cap relief. They get CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, both contracts.
Ooh.
Corey Kispert.
Okay.
A forward, 26-year-old forward.
I've lost money on him.
Yeah.
You do bet on everybody.
Good 3-point shooter.
And amazing, they really didn't get anything. They're just getting out of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you this. If before that trade had happened, the Washington Wizards had called you.
For Sixers?
And said, we'll give you CJ McCollum, Corey Kispert for Joel Embiid.
No.
You don't take the opportunity to get out of it.
Nope.
Get out of jail free card.
Not for CJ McCollum.
What? It's going to be nothing. Like, here, let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
If I had asked you 6 weeks ago, it would have costed draft picks to get off of Joel.
Yeah.
So this opportunity is to get off him without paying any draft picks or anything.
We sink or swim.
With the big guy.
With the big guy.
Okay.
Especially with how he's starting to look.
Yes. You think I'm getting rid of that?
You guys are
I don't care.
What about you?
No.
No.
See how he's playing recently?
Yeah. There's no way.
Gotta take a shot. This is the best chance. They're gonna be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They are.
Dude, who is better? Who is good in the East?
The Celtics are good in the East.
Celtics.
The Pistons are good in the East.
This is a different Sixers team. The Pistons? I understand. Kate Cunningham.
A little engine that could.
This ain't the 80s, pal.
The Knicks are good team.
The Knicks are good. Yeah.
I
think that's honestly who I think.
So you think Joel Embiid, in two series where the games are going to be every other day,
right,
is going to win two playoff series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we got
stay
Maxie.
Healthy.
Maxie's going to win two
He could take a game
series.
Off.
Yes. We don't need to lean on Joel. We got Maxie. We got Paul George. We got VJ.
He's not even doing that much right now.
Now, you know, if you do want to get off the contract, you're going to have to do it at a time where it seems like he's playing good. Because that's the time that maybe you sucker somebody into it. And you're both saying no.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, why would I get off of it if he's playing good?
Because he's eventually going to get hurt and then not play.
But the whole thing, we don't do the eventually get hurt thing on this
okay,
show.
Okay, so Daryl did a good job signing him to the extension?
No.
Okay.
Well,
two things can be true.
That's right. No.
These two things I don't think can be true at the same time.
Checkmate.
All right.
Now, I'm not saying I wouldn't get off him for anything.
Yeah.
I just don't like that package.
Well, what if it's the forward and center version of that package?
I don't want anything from the Wizards.
Okay.
But I like how he's playing right now. It's exciting.
Now, what if you took CJ McCollum, traded him to the Cavs with a first-round pick and got Jared Allen? And now Jared Allen's your starting.
Okay. Now that makes a little more sense. Okay.
Right? I don't know. Okay. All right.
Wow. You really are out.
I'm not out. I just I'm out. Until I'm back in again at some point.
We know it. Yes, we know it.
All right. 215.
Big tilt against the Magic
tonight. Nobody in this city has invested more time in Joel Embiid than you.
Than me. Yeah. Which is, it's appropriate that I get off now, and now he's going to be fine. Yeah, Sixers 3.5 point favorites in Orlando. Little.
Dude.
I don't like that line.
That's 7 or 7:30.
Going up against Paolo?
I hope it's 7:30. I got to walk the dogs tonight.
Too.
Yeah. It's Ben Carroll.
Yeah. That guy stinks.
He stinks.
He's an Ike player.
Yeah, you guys don't know ball, man.
Yeah, dude. He's just Jabari Walker.
He's a loser.
Parker.
Whatever.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
No, that's the guy on the Sixers.
Yeah, Jabari,
right?
Walker's on the Sixers. Parker. John in Brookhaven, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Hey, for the sake of everyone's blood pressure, I'm just going to give out some NFL history here. But first, can I do some caller on caller crime here?
Always.
Yeah.
So I can't bring the same intensity as Rios, but he had nicknames for everybody except Jack Fritz and James the Table Seltzer. So I think I got to call him out on that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, James the Table Seltzer. I like that.
And also, no one calls me. No one needs me for the Eagles. You know, Rio's trying, we need everyone.
Right.
No,
right.
You don't need
me. Jack is officially stay
return
on that side.
I'll return myself to
the
store.
And Seltzer's nickname is The Table. It has to stick.
It has to stick.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to just call him The Table from now on.
Perfect.
Yep.
So I got some R. Diddy level NFL playoff history here. The 49, I had to dig this out from a guy at work who was wearing his 49ers jersey all week, so I had to bust this stuff out. The 49ers are 1-1 in the playoffs on January 11th. They beat the Vikings in 2020, and they lost to the Packers in 98. The Eagles are 4-0 in the playoffs on January 11th. Ike, do you know the teams?
Hold on, what'd you say?
Do you know the years?
4-0 on January 11th.
4-0.
Well, I'm imagining, back when I played, that was the second round of playoffs, so that would be a divisional round.
Vikings probably in there, 4th and 26.
Vikings, yeah, Bears, maybe the Bears.
Giants in 09.
Okay.
Packers in 04.
Okay.
Falcons in 03, and the Cowboys in 81.
Falcons in 03.
Yeah.
That was the 02 season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
that's when Doc.
Get Elliott in here.
That's the game Doc leveled Vic in the end zone?
Yes.
So that is your guarantee there because we have a better record on January 11th?
5-0. We'll talk next week.
Okay.
I like it.
Oh, it's something.
Yeah. Something different.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than what was the Costo stat that the Steelers haven't lost on Monday Night Football at home?
Yeah, for like 30 years.
Since 1991.
Yeah.
That's actually a good stat.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't played a Monday Night Football game because they just started that. But the Steelers at home on Monday night.
Yes.
That's a good stat.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That Houston team is totally fraudulent.
Oh, I could see Pittsburgh winning that game.
Yeah, they're like...
DK's back?
Yes.
That's why I stayed away from it.
I know. I think it'd be a Texans-Jags AFC Championship game. Feels like one of those. I know.
They'll put that on NBA Network?
Yeah, dude, it's going to be...
NBA Network.
It's going to be Thursday night, actually. Not even going to play it on AFC Championship game weekend.
I'll be all Liam'd up for that one.
People forget Blake Bortles almost beat the Patriots.
He did. Colson and Langhorne, you're on WIP. Hey, Colson.
What's up, Spike?
What's up, Colson? You got to say hi to everybody, though.
Jack, Ike, what's up,
Colson?
Hell yeah.
All right.
What happened to Andy in Deptford? You know, I got to start out with some caller-on-caller crime myself.
I don't take his call anymore. We put him on hold, and I stare at it all day, and then I like thinking about him sitting there, thinking that I'm eventually going to go through it, and I never do.
Yo, we dead, we cold.
Yeah, he's too dumb. He's too dumb is my issue.
Well,
yeah.
And then Chuck has a different take every show he calls in all day.
Yeah, that's
fine.
That's okay. It's entertainment.
So what do you guys think? AJ is going to go 10 catches for 160 yards.
Okay.
Huh?
Well, that would be great. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I would take 10 catches for 160 yards.
Saquon's going to get at least 110 yards on the ground. Tank's going to get at least 80.
So that's 200 yards rushing.
200 yards rushing.
Yep.
And at least 160 in the air because that's all AJ got. How many points are we scoring, buddy?
Smitty and Goddard getting anything? Yeah.
I'm calling 41-17 birds.
41. 41. So they're going to score more points against the Niners than they've scored in any game this year.
Yes.
Okay.
That's, yeah, they're going to light it up. Jalen's ready based on his press conference. I think I'm not going with the opossum, but I don't believe any of that crap. But I think that they're gonna come in a little angry and want to perform. So I think they're going to put up some points.
Well, that would be welcome. 41, mm-hmm. A laugher? Thank you for the call, Carlson. I would
41,
take a laugher.
Can you imagine how many people would say we're about to win our second title?
Oh, my God.
They score 41 points.
Oh, the chickies on Monday? Oh, my goodness. We're just going to have to let the callers go.
Hell, if they score 31, you may get people saying
yes.
That.
Yes, yeah. Ziggy in Lehigh Valley, you're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy? Oh, boy.
Is that a toilet flush?
What's going to happen to the 49ers on Sunday?
Oh, wow. That's a little creative. You're going to get flushed.
Yep. How you guys doing?
Great.
This is it, fellas. We're on the precipice of making history. You just got to decide if you're on board or if you're going to stand and watch.
Well,
I don't know what else to say. We've won ugly all year. The quarterback has played mediocre, I agree. The defense has been fabulous. But now it's the postseason and everything changes. The intensity is higher. And I think QB1 is going to come out and he's going to know himself a little more than he has. He seemed to be aggravated in some games in the second half, almost like he was being not held back, but maybe not getting the plays that maybe he wanted. So at this point, who knows what's going to happen, right? They could score 10 points or they could score 35. I mean, they've done both. So
they scored 10. I don't think they're winning.
Yeah, but probably not optimal.
Right. Well, I don't know. I have faith. I have faith in our quarterback, and I have faith in our head coach that the boys are going to be ready to play. I can't think otherwise. I know I'm a homeboy. You know, I admit it, but
I think they'll be ready to play. I think they'll be ready to play. I think thank you for the call, Ziggy. I think the worst feeling will be like first drive. It's 3rd and 4. False start. 3rd and 9.
Dude, the first drive, 3 and out.
Oh, with a penalty.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
With a penalty.
You might get some boos then.
Yes. Yeah, they'll be ready to boo. Yeah. This fan base is on edge right now.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Hey, Boo. Ike to Nick Costos when he saw his hair.
Well, nice head of hair, man.
You complimented the hair. He gave us a bicep flex.
Yeah. What a tool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm in the gym at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the Costos.
That's him, man. Yeah.
He Jersey Shore Costos.
He is exactly how he looks.
Yep.
He's a great dude. I love Costos.
Well, that's the funniest part of being down in New Orleans with him, is he showed up. We saw him like almost walking down the street, like almost like greasers.
Yes.
Like he had a little pep in his stuff. Like he's about to start breaking into a song.
Yep.
Because this kind of checks out.
Chain on his wallet.
Oh, yeah. You kidding? You kidding?
Cowboy boots. All right, what's next?
What happened to my once beautiful game? Barry Bonds reacting to the Max Kepler news.
It is great that Kepler cheated and he stunk.
Yeah. Like, when did he start?
Yeah.
Well, people forget he had a pretty good last 2 months.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Probably when he started.
Took almost 700, maybe 600 OPS last 2 months of the season.
Man, you got to be pretty far down if that's what cheating is getting you.
I know.
Yeah. And 80 games, is that a first-time offense?
I think so.
Or has he been...
Has to be a first-time offense, okay. Yeah. Because I don't think he's gotten busted before.
Okay. What's next?
Wait. Me? What? Ben Van Sumeren hearing that him going down changed the entire course of the offense this season.
Exactly.
Was
that OG Wade?
It was.
OG, yeah.
A new one from OG.
Yeah.
You got to give him credit.
He had to go deep in the bag to get
one. Oh, yeah. He's like, I can imagine him sitting at home being like, what am I going to hit him with today?
What to take?
They had to change the entire offense when the fullback went down in 2026. What's next?
WIP Spike Eskin goes on rant calling Amos Lee a hack with no actual talent. Awful announcing.
Did not call him a hack.
No.
Yeah. Just don't like country. Awful announcing. Would love to pick that up. They really do hate me.
You gave them a couple interviews, though, right?
I have. They're always, you know, they are the sort of website that is clickbait that accuses other people of being clickbait with their clickbait.
Right.
That is what Awful Announcing does. No disrespect. No, what's next? No
disrespect. Spike when positive Phillies leaks come out. Not buying it. Never going to happen. Spike when negative Eagles leaks come out. Look, these are journalists, and they never lie. Mike in Havertown.
I stand by both. I stand by my reporting. What's next?
But I don't even know anything about multi-factor authentication. Jack's mom, after he sent out a nasty email demanding his team investigate the show's Twitter account.
It was sort of my fault.
Oh, was it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Whose fault was it?
Well.
I was going to say he's never taken responsibility.
For the Twitter password?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't totally my fault. It was kind of my fault.
Okay.
Well, you lost the password.
I lost the password, yes.
Okay.
But.
Well, the fact that you didn't give it to anybody else is really...
I did text it to Spike. I should have...
Yeah, that's how I found it.
I should have looked it up.
So y'all did find it?
Well, no, but found it too late because he'd already tried to log in 10 times and it locked us out.
Correct.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So maybe by Monday.
Maybe. What's next?
Good morning, class. Today, we're going to watch Friday. Teacher Jack during Black History Month.
Yep.
It's the only Black history he knows is the time you made him watch Friday. Well, the playoffs are Sunday. The next time we talk to each other, well, we'll talk to each other, but on the air, we will know whether the Eagles are moving on.
Or we're mad as hell.
Or mad as hell. Oh, please let me do a happy show on Monday. Please let me do a happy show.
Well, some would question what makes you happy.
A win. All I need is a win.
Not if it's 13-10.
I'll take it.
Mm-mm.
I'll take it.
Mm-mm.
I'll be realistic about it on Tuesday.
Yes.
Monday, I'll just be happy.
More locked in on Bichette on Monday or Eagles Niners?
Oh, my God.
We know where you'll be locked
in. Yeah, we know you'll be locked in. I'm just staring at the iPad.
Listen, they better not lose.
Waiting on report. Yeah, because he may be upset if he's not getting the right reports.
Yeah.
Well, if the Eagles lose, and I'm a little cheery, it's because of Bichette. So they better not
lose. Not because of the Eagles.
Would never. Yeah, okay. Not my team.
All right. Well, we will. Oh, who's next? Broads?
Broads.
Yes. Broads is next. Coming on after 6 o'clock, just so you know, Broads.
Always rub my stick.
Belt holder, Broads. We will talk to you Monday. Thank you for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.